So how was it that you first learned about God in your life? How did that come about? For most of you, probably it was your parents who taught you something about God and God's nature. Perhaps for some of you it was books, especially the Bible, where you learned about God and how God and God's nature. Maybe it was in school. Maybe it was through a personal experience of some kind or a friendship. Or perhaps it was a combination of all these things. But we all, though, through our lives, develop certain ways of thinking about God. We develop a mental concept of what God is like. What is God like? What does He expect of us? And how does God act? These are very natural, and they're part of the development of our faith life. And yet sometimes these ideas can get in the way of our spiritual progress rather than aid it. And when they do, we need to change and correct them in order to mature in our faith. There's a story about a little girl asking questions about God to her mother, and in the kitchen she says, Mother, I know that God's in heaven, but is God in the world? And the mother said, yes, God is there in the world. God created the world. God is out there and is part of the world, is in the world. Well, is God then in the kitchen with us? Well, yes, God's everywhere. So God is even now in the kitchen with us, especially when we're talking about God as we are. Well, then she held up a glass. Is God in this glass? So, well, God's everywhere, so yes, God is even in this glass. And so she put her hand on top of the glass. I gotcha. I've gotcha. And that is often sometimes what we can do with the concept of God, with our own ideas. We put the lid on God and say, this is what God is like, and we have Him captured. But you can be sure that when you attempt to capture God, you won't do it. Jesus, of course, as we know from the Gospels, was constantly breaking the preconceived ideas that His disciples had about God, about the Messiah, about the kingdom of heaven. And in today's gospel, Jesus comes to the disciples' boat walking on the sea. And they say to themselves, in a manner of speaking, could that be Jesus out there? Their first reaction is no. This is impossible. This conflicts with my understanding of what Jesus can do and who He is. So they cry out in fear, it is a ghost. It's simply a dream or an apparition. It can't be this person that we know as Jesus. But even when Jesus assures them that it is He, they are still not sure. After all, these are fishermen. They know you can't walk on the water for very long, a millisecond at the most, and you sink and you go down hard. And yet, Peter was willing to test the situation. Okay, if it is you, then let me walk on the water as well. And it's very interesting to notice that he does so, except when he becomes frightened, begins to doubt, and then he sinks. It's a good spiritual lesson for all of us. Jesus chides Peter for doubting. But through this experience, the disciples develop a new and better and more accurate understanding of Jesus. Their preconceived notions are broken. They achieve a breakthrough. For the first time in the Gospels, they call Jesus the Son of God. Jesus is not just a gifted rabbi, a miracle worker, a great teacher. No, there is something more here. There is the element of the divine which they had never seen before, or at least never recognized. The disciples that day were truly changed forever. They began to develop a richer understanding of the nature of Jesus and his true identity. It is God himself that we see before us in the form of Jesus, his Son. And this Son is giving a new plan for the world and a more profound understanding of God's nature and ways. Like the disciples, we too should be always open to spiritual change. We too need to be willing to step outside of our secure positions in order to see God's designs for our society, his possibilities for our family, for our community. Let us not be frightened, as Peter was. He was doing so well until he doubted. Far from giving up on our world, God still has many plans yet to be fulfilled. God requires faithful hands and open minds in order to carry them out. Could that be Jesus out there on the water, the disciples wondered? No, it couldn't be. Could God really be calling me to something new? Could God be found in such an unexpected place or in such unexpected circumstances? Such are the questions that challenge and provide conversion. And this is where God truly can be found. God bless.